Lincoln told those assembled at Gettysburg in the aftermath of a bloody battle of the Civil War that it was altogether fitting and proper that they gather to remember the sacrifices made on that battlefield. I say that today, it's also fitting that we gather here again for the third consecutive year so that the memory of that fateful day does not fade with the passage of time.
I imagine that all of us have a clear memory of that day. I was getting ready for work, just a morning like every other morning, had the news on in the background, and all of a sudden I stopped in my tracks. And I have to tell you that my first thoughts were purely selfish. All I can think of is I am so glad that David, my oldest son, was only 16 years old. But it wasn't surprising that a little over a year later, David gone through the early enlistment program to be a Marine. I never tried to talk him out of it. I don't know if looking back I would do that differently, but I don't think so. Because he knew that's what he needed to do. Then early on the morning of April 3rd, 6 weeks after David deployed to Iraq, there were three Marines standing at my door with those words, "We regret to inform you."
That's what we remember today. The courage of those who moved into the area of danger and death. Reality is not what you want it to be. It is what it is. And life cannot be a spectator sport. You must take action.
As I go about my day, I'm remembering 16 years ago when I was saddened and horrified by the news, but grateful that my son was only 16. I'm thinking about the days afterwards when men and women lined up at recruiting offices to be a part of defending our country. The days and weeks afterwards when people filled churches, reached out to neighbors, which became a closer community, would do anything to support our service members. Here's what's on my mind today. What can I do to support those who are serving and have served, who have defended our country? Yes, I'm remembering, but I'm also looking forward. I ask you to join me in finding ways to thank these service members, these veterans, for who put their lives on the line for our freedom. They are heroes.